All across America and around the world, this is Veterans Radio. This is Veterans Radio. And now, your host for today's program, Dale Thronberry.
Happy holidays, everybody, and welcome to Veterans Radio. My name is Dale Thronberry, and joining me in the studio is my partner, Bob Gould.
I'm a ghost. Christmas past. Yeah. That's me.
Well, the ghost of Christmas future, which is what we're going to be talking about a lot today.
We got a lot
the ghost
today.
Of Christmas future. Yes, we do have a lot of things going on today, and we're very excited to invite you in to our house. We're here at Talk Radio 1600 WAAM in Ann Arbor, Michigan. And broadcasting around the world.
All around the world.
Frequency, so we're really
got
excited.
Got that call from Australia. Can you imagine that?
I know. Didn't that go pretty well?
Isn't that cool?
Two guys on the phone from Australia.
Yeah, got it. And it's Monday.
Right, Monday now.
2 o'clock in the morning, Monday morning. The Dateline.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Yeah, but no, it wasn't 2 o'clock in the morning. It was 9 o'clock in the morning, the following morning. It's that was something that we used to mess around with in Vietnam, trying to figure out where we were in the whole scheme of everything. So we're going to be talking to a lot of people today on the program. We're going to be talking with one of our sponsors, a representative of Life Chess, and we'll get to her in just a moment.
Way cool.
And then we're going to be talking with another gentleman about the Medal of Honor Museum up in Frankenmuth, Michigan.
Frankenmuth.
And then we've got author Jenny LaSala, who's going to be on the program. She has just published an anthology of stories about Vietnam and about Vietnam veterans. There are stories that all Vietnam veterans had submitted to her, so we're really excited about that. And then we're going to be talking about a local GI surplus store in Wayne, Michigan, where you can get all kinds of military paraphernalia, anything that you need. So that's going to be fun. And then we have another author on later, last in the program.
Kevin Hemel.
Is Kevin Hemel. He's going to be talking about one of his new books. So I'm very excited about that. We've got a couple of things in the news right now, and one really is a call to action. Excuse me. And that is coming up soon, actually on December 9th. I got to make sure I get the right month going here. This is an action alert for December 9th, 2015. It's a call-in day on the Hill. On behalf of the Vietnam Veterans Board of Directors, we are requesting that once again, this time on December 9th, starting at 9 a.m., that you call your members of Congress seeking their support for House Resolution 1769 and Senate Resolution 901. Or these are bills. This is the Toxic Exposure Research Act of 2015. It all just takes a one-minute phone call, and we're going to put the script for the call on our website. But we're encouraging you to do this because, for whatever reason, they're hesitating to provide the funding to do the research on what these toxic things that we were exposed to, not only in Vietnam, but in all wars, because they're finding out that many of these things are affecting our DNA and that it is now going down and starting to affect our children and our grandchildren. So we strongly encourage you to call in and call your representative. And let me in here in Michigan, just let me tell you who hasn't jumped on board with this bill yet. And that would be Bill Huizenga of the 2nd District, Justin Amash of the 3rd District, John Molinar of the 4th District, Dale Kildee of the 5th District, Fred Upton of the 6th District, Mike Bishop of the 8th District, Candace Miller of the 10th District, and Brenda Lawrence of the 14th District. So I encourage you to call in to your congressman on the 9th of December between 9 o'clock or starting at 9 o'clock and just let's shut down their what do they call them now? Switchboards. Yeah, that's what it is. We want to do that. So I'll have this information up on our website later on this evening. And I just got this, and I want to thank our friend Ken Rogge for that information. It's very, very important. I don't know how many of you that are listening were exposed to any sort of toxins, but as a result of that, not only are you going to possibly have problems, but now your children and your children's children can be
look into
problems.
That, folks.
So,
absolutely.
Yeah,
look
please.
Into that.
Don't
get
me,
active,
don't let these
get
guys
involved.
Get away with it. You know, the line that I wanted to give you, the Vietnam veterans' motto is never again will one generation of veterans abandon another. And we're not going to put up with it. That's it. Plain and simple. Don't let these men and women get away with this stuff. I'm on public radio, so I can't say anything worse than that. So, anyhow, on the other side.
Caca. You can say caca.
I don't want to even say that. My mother would come down.
Boom.
You know, we don't want that to happen. Hey, guess what? Bob,
what?
I've got dinner for you.
What's that?
I have a dinner for you coming up on December 23rd.
Ooh.
And this is.
And where can I go to have veteran dinner?
You can have a veteran's dinner at the Grosse Pointe War Memorial.
That's a cool
and
place.
Grosse Pointe War Memorial is partnering up with Tiger pitcher Justin Verlander's Wins for Warriors to feed 1,000 veterans and their families on Wednesday, December 23rd from 11:30 a.m. till 7 p.m. at the Grosse Pointe War Memorial on Lakeshore Drive in Grosse Pointe Farms, which is really kind of cool. I think it's a great idea. And so in order to do this, I got so many pieces of paper here from all these places.
You
got to
make a phone call.
You got to make a phone call. Where did I put the phone call number? Here it is.
Yeah. Yep. It's all
one.
Here, folks.
It's this one. Yep. It says, feeding for 1,000 Christmas salutes will take place every half hour from 11:30 to 7. Veterans are invited to bring up to 3 members of their families. Veterans who have additional guests can call 313-332-4015. 313-332-4015. That's if you're going to bring too many people. Dinner is free of charge, folks, but you got to make a reservation. So for more information and to make reservations, call 313-881-7511, 313-881-7511, or you can go to the, where'd that one go? Grosse Pointe War Memorial website. And that,
and what is that?
That is where is that one? WarMemorial.org. There you go. WarMemorial.org.
That's easy.
You can remember that one, right, folks?
And you know, folks, we want, as Dale and I have always said, week after week, when you're listening to the program, have a piece of paper and a pencil handy. Mm,
yeah, I got a piece of paper.
Lots of
I
good
find
stuff.
My pencil. So anyway, that's going to be a great opportunity for Grosse Pointe Farms to acknowledge their veteran population and people all around the country.
And I bet so your Verlander will be there. Mm-hmm.
I think it's going to be kind of cool. You know, free meal. I like that concept. Who wouldn't like that concept? All right. One other thing. We're going to try and give away a couple of books today. One is going to be The Vietnam Story. This is the official publication of Veterans Radio.
Our first.
That's our first publication. And it's the story of Vietnam Stories. It's the best of Veterans Radio. And so I'm asking for the first person that calls in to 734-822-1600. I want you to let me know the number or the company that you reported to when you went into Vietnam. Not your final destination. Where did you go first? As soon as you got country, they sent you to the something. And so tell us the number of that one, and I'll send you an autographed copy of Vietnam Stories, the best of Veterans Radio, and Bob and I will get that out to you.
We'll get that.
Okay.
That's
what's
it.
Up next, Bob?
Let's go.
Okay. We're going to be taking a break right now. We will be back with the
Life Chest.
Life Chest Lady.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to take
people.
A break. We'll be right back after this message.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be a good cheer.
And here we are in the control room dancing around.
Well, that's a good cheer.
The most wonderful time of the year. And Bob, you have someone that you want to talk to about this most wonderful time of the year.
Yes, I do. Having right now with us in the studio is Kelsey Parmento. Did I say that right, Kel?
Parmento. You were close.
Parmento, right. She is in charge of marketing. And what else?
I'm the office operations boots on the ground, so to speak.
Okay, but you're everything there because you're always the one I talk with. And who is this, folks? The Life Chest. The Life Chest is, well, Kelsey, tell us about it.
The Life Chest is something really amazing. It is a single, tangible, beautiful piece of furniture for you to have your most important memorabilia, honors, everything that you've collected over your entire course of your
lifetime.
It's
a place to put things.
Absolutely. It's something that's about your past, your present, and most importantly, your future.
Well, now, folks, what we're talking about here is a Well, Dale, what did you call it? A footlocker, a personal? No, it's not the size of a footlocker.
No, it's a small little personal footlocker where you can put all of your memorabilia and all your important things. And we were talking about this earlier in the green room, where you can put the infamous DD-214 that you have to have for everything to begin with. But you can also put letters in there. You can put all of your insignias, you know, any medals that you earn can be in there.
Some of them are even the size you can put flags, boots.
Oh, yeah, you can
put a shirt, bottle of whiskey.
Pretty much put your helicopter in there if you wanted to. Well, the model one that I have. You know.
And Kelsey, now, you have whoa. Well, that was something else, and we got ghosts right here in the room. Kelsey, tell us a little bit about how you got involved with Life Chest.
So I was fortunate enough to meet the CEO, Donna Yost, back in February, actually, of this year, and I had applied to a job posting on LinkedIn, and little did I know this would be singularly the most amazing journey I've ever taken in my life. I really, really love, you know, the charitable aspects of the business and what we do. And I think the biggest part of that for me is the work I'm able to do now with military veterans. It's absolutely amazing the meaning that the Life Chest has for, you know, everybody in general, but especially military veterans. It's the stories, the achievements, the accomplishments. It's all about, you know, the story of the sacrifice. And honoring that in a singular place that's truly amazing. It's, you know, something that's above and beyond putting your honors in a box somewhere in the basement or having them scattered about in the house. It's a place of honor to honor your story.
And what a
time, aren't we?
What a time, too. It's Christmas time.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, we've got two of them right here in the studio. Can't you see them? Oh, no, you can't. But they're very, very cool. And these are the little smaller versions of them. Tell us what we can do with these little guys.
Yes, so I have in the studio with us the Patriot Memory Life Chest and the Freedom Memory Life Chest. So these are our smaller sized versions. They have each of them a larger sized version, but I brought the small ones for you guys because I didn't know if we could have all the big ones in the studio today. So what's really wonderful about the smaller sized ones is that you can fit them within their larger twin counterparts. So this is for smaller-sized memorabilia. They have a beautiful, beautiful velvet-lined interior. You can fit your challenge coins inside, any smaller memorabilia. And like I said, since these are able to fit inside the larger-sized life chest, you can keep things more intimate that maybe you just yourself want to have. I know Dale was joking about other letters. He's waving his finger at me not to bring that up. So just things that you want to keep, you know, more personal for you, you can fit inside here as well.
Right. And folks, so often we get asked, you got to bring your DD-214. Where's my DD-214? Whereas all these things now can be collected, put in one location for the Life Chest, and there's many models of the Life Chest. Kelsey, what's that website?
www.thelifechest.com, Bob.
Don't throw the Bob in there.
Be sure to get the Life Chest, right?
Yes.
.com, correct?
www.thelifechest.com.
.com, yes. Okay. And that's where they can, because right now we're on the radio, we can't really see what we have in front of us, folks, but you can go to the website and see all the different models right there. And I know you do have some holiday specials, correct?
We do some very special holiday specials just for our Veterans Radio listeners here. We have a special on the Patriot and Freedom Memory Life Chest, the smaller version I have with me in studio today. If you go on to www.thelifechest.com and you select either the Patriot or Freedom Memory Life Chest, you can enter in the code RADIO, R-A-D-I-O, and get them for a special discounted price.
Ooh, I like that. And once again, it's thelifechest.com?
Correct.
Dale.
I am looking at it right now. I was thinking because I've got stuff all over the house that I'm accused of not knowing where anything is. But I know pretty much where all of it is, but it's all in, you know, like this box or that box and this box and that box. So theoretically, what if I get my life chest, I can put my flight suits in there, I can put my uniform in there. not going to fit me anymore, so I might as well put it in there.
But it'll fit the life chest.
It'll fit in the life chest. And like I said, you know, I've got the boots and everything that I have kept because, boy, I tell you, the equipment they gave us was very durable.
Yes.
And so I'm excited to get one of these. I think it'll be kind of fun to have one that looks really neat. You know, when you look at on their website, you can see the different styles that are available to you. And, you know, you don't have to go with the big one. You can go with one of these light ones because most of my stuff would fit in here except for my boots. They won't go in there.
And Kelsey, if you can tell us about this, that this is something that you can pass on to your relatives. Is that correct?
Yes. This is beyond just a regular gift. This is something we like to call a gift of inspiration. It's a gift of memories. And first and foremost, it's a gift of a legacy. This is something where you can put your past into it, everything you'd achieved that you're proud of, that you want to look back on. It's something that reminds you to live presently in the now, in the moment you're currently living, and it's for the future. This is something you can leave behind for generations to come. Years and years from now, someone will open up your life chest to know exactly what you achieved. They'll know exactly who you are, what you did, and I can't think of a better gift for the holidays, honestly.
No, this is something that you can give to a lot of different people, and as you mentioned, it's something that you can pass down. Now you can, it's almost like you can put it in your will and say, okay, the life chest is for so-and-so.
It stays with you, stays in the family.
Absolutely.
It becomes an heirloom.
It's almost like you want to get one. I don't know about you. I've got a lot of my father's things from World
War II.
There
you go. Mm-hmm.
And those are spread around.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And so it'd be nice to have one of these to put his things in.
And there's all kinds of little accessories. Kelsey, don't go away, because we're going to be talking to you throughout the program today.
Perfect.
Right?
Yes.
Right now, we do have somebody online, don't we?
You do.
I
you
do.
You have one of your guests. You have
okay,
John
go ahead.
Online.
Chauncey, hit it. We got him? John, welcome to Veterans
hey.
Radio.
How you doing, John?
No,
I was already on Life Chest looking at it up there on the internet there.
And what do you think? Maybe you folks need to maybe have that in your... In your gift store.
Yeah,
most definitely. I especially like the Patriot with the flag in the front there. That's fantastic there, Kelsey.
I'm glad you like it. It really is handsome, isn't it?
And there's all kinds well, anyway, we won't get into that right now. What we are gonna get into is Frankenmuth, Michigan, about 75 miles north of Detroit. And Frankenmuth, Michigan is an old time German town, complete with its own brewery. Yes, Frankenmuth Brewery, complete with its own 364 days a year Christmas store, complete with its own, and I mean, folks, they've got the best chicken in the world. I mean, it's right here. And also, what else do they have? They got Michigan's Military and Space Heroes Museum. With me right now is John Auger. He is with the museum. John, welcome to Veterans Radio.
Well, thank you, Bob. I'm happy to be here with you tonight.
John is a graduate of Olivet College. He also has a master's degree in historic preservation from Eastern Michigan University. Go
Eagles.
There we go. I know. I had to get that right. Yeah. And he's a lifelong history buff. Yeah, he started Civil War. You do Civil War reenacting, eh?
Yes, I have been since 1990. I was 15 years old. I'm showing my age now at 40, but 25 years. And I also do living history and reenacting for World War II. Just started this year with the 101st Airborne. I portray a member of that, 50 Deuce,
yeah.
Parachute Infantry Regiment, Deuce up front.
Airborne. Now, Michigan's Military and Space Heroes Museum, of course, is located in Frankenmuth, Michigan. They have the nation's largest display of medals of honor, and including the Pearl Harbor here. You have two survivors, right, from Pearl
yes,
Harbor?
We,
you have, go ahead.
Yes, yeah, yes, we do. They're pretty much on display all the time. We have Jim Green and Russell Davenport, both from Michigan, one from the Arizona, one from the Oklahoma, that survived the Pearl Harbor attack that we'll be commemorating tomorrow, the anniversary of.
Now, one of the things that I talked with John about earlier today was a stocking stuffer, folks. So we
yeah.
have the Michigan Military Space Heroes Museum people on here so that you can order a, what was it? Well, when they call you, they get a... What, a coupon?
Well, basically what we'll do, they call up or send us an email through our website, www.michigansmilitarymuseum.com or give a call at 989-652-8005, and we will send them a free admission up to four individuals for half off. It's a $28 value, and we'll be selling them for $14.
Okay. Now, once again, once again, folks, remember, you guys got to have your pencil handy. 989-802-652. What was that?
989-652-652.
Okay.
Yep. 8005.
8005. Okay. I want to get that so we can mention that again. Now, to be able to go, folks, what's really cool about this museum is how well that they have put together all of their displays. And tell us about that, John, about attention to detail.
Yes, well, every display that we have, and we do have about 150 on display at any given time. We have almost 600 stories that we do rotate these displays around, but each story, each display is about an individual veteran. We're not about big battles. We're not about, you know, different things like that. We're about honoring, respecting, and remembering each of our individual Michigan veterans.
And who, and if somebody wants to make a donation, by not just money, but of memorabilia, what can they do?
Well, what they could do, contact us. I always tell everybody that would like to bring one of their theirs or their relatives' items in for us to be able to put on display, to come and check it out first, because if they don't check it out, they won't know the, like you said, attention to detail and what we put into these displays to really showcase them so that future generations can see them. But we do have a donation sheet to fill out, and then we go to work on any of the on the story and get everything ready and prepared, and all the ribbons and things on the mannequins, and get the medals prepared and get it on display for them.
Okay, one more time. Yep. That number, folks, is 989-652-8005. I got that.
There you go, Bob.
There we go. And you want to go to, give that website again.
It's www.michigansmilitarymuseum.com.
Dale, what do you think about all that?
I think it's terrific. I think it's somebody we should give you some of our Medal of Honor programs that we have done. We put together about a 3-minute little segment most weeks honoring a different Medal of Honor recipient.
Oh yes, yeah. I know. Last week you talked about the newest possible Michigan one, Colonel Kettles.
Right, Charlie.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, Charlie was in. Yes.
And
so we're looking forward. We're really hoping to be able to move him out of our Distinguished Service cross section and put him in over to the Medal of Honor Gallery.
Well, we're working on that. We are working on it.
And John, tell again, this is something for the whole family, right? You can bring the kids and grandma and all the babies and everything else. Is that right?
Certainly. All kids 5 and under are free. Students ages, student age up to 17, 18 are only $3 each. Seniors are $6, and regular adult admission is $7. And we're open 10 to 5 every day, almost every day of the year. Christmas, New Year's, we're closed.
2 a.m.
Oh, you do? Okay, well, I would hope so. And folks,
yeah,
when you go to Frankenmuth, it's a whole day experience, not just the museum. You do have the chicken dinners. You do have the Christmas store. You do have the brewery. And you have one of the finest
mm-hmm.
woolen mills right there, Frank. Folks, I don't know where else you can find a Dale, that's right, D-A-L-E, from Denmark sweater. They're beautiful, absolutely. In fact, I saw a Sonia Henney movie today where John Payne had a Dale sweater on. They're gorgeous, and you can buy them there in Frankenmuth while you're visiting the Michigan Military and Space Heroes Museum. Okay, John, you're going to have about the last word. Why don't you finish up very quickly? You got about 30 seconds. Go ahead.
All right. Well, I invite everybody to come on up for the holidays. Come on up and see us and see how we do things. And if you've got a relative or yourself and have your items that you are looking to do something with other than putting it in one of those beautiful life chests, then bring it on up to us, and we'll make sure that we can honor and respect and remember you and your relatives as well. So, and I appreciate you, Bob and Dale, for having me on today. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for taking time away from your family, and I'll be seeing you personally within the next week or two.
Well, fantastic, and I hope we get a bunch of those phone calls coming in from people or on the website there to get some of these wonderful gift certificates to put in their stocking.
One more time, it's 989-652-8005. Thank you, John.
Well, thank you, Bob. Thank you, Dale.
All right, thank you very much, John. I'm looking forward to coming up and visiting you.
Yeah, wow. Thank you.
I would do that.
Oh, it's really a cool place. They did such a good job. Some of those museums just aren't. No, but they take the time.
Well, everybody does the best that they can, you know, but this sounds like it's a little bit more upscale as far as everything is concerned. All right, I can hear the music in the background in my headset, so we're going to be taking a break here.
We woke the band up.
We woke the band up. Yes, they're in there. So after the news, come on back. We're going to have Jenny LaSala on, and her new book is called Never Forgotten, The Vietnam Veteran 50 Years Later. It's a cool story.
And don't go away.
And don't go away. We'll be back right after these messages and the news.
I'll be home for Christmas. You can plan on me. Please have snow and mistletoe and presents on the tree.
And I was home for Christmas 47 years ago. I arrived back in the world on December 11th, 1969. I love that song. And it was cold. It was so cold in New Jersey, it took me 3 weeks to warm up, I'll tell you. I think my blood had thinned out or something like that. Oh.
And my first Christmas, we kept drawing lots, and I was one of the last ones to stick around. I got the short straw all the time. Anyway, I remember that song being played on Christmas Eve around midnight. I was walking guard. Sitting in the guardhouse, and I'll be home for Christmas. And a couple days later, though, I did get a chance to go home.
It's amazing. And we're going to be talking all about these stories right now with our next guest. And joining me on Veterans Radio right now is Jenny LaSala. And Jenny, originally from Indiana, she's a writer. She's a member of the Military Writers Society of America. And I'm anxious to talk with Jenny because I'm very fortunate to have been included in her newest book. It's called Never Forgotten, The Vietnam Veteran 50 Years Later. Jenny, welcome to Veterans Radio.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, when I received the book and I saw my own story in there, it was kind of a little bit weird to even see my own story. It's kind of funny when I think about it. I've only told those things verbally, never written them down. But tell me what was your motivation to put this whole thing together? Because you've got a lot of stories in here that are really fascinating.
Well, it was an evolution, actually. I've been joking the last few years since all my journey began by saying it. You know, just kind of happened. But now I believe that this was all meant to be a connecting of the dots, so to speak. Your previous guest that preceded me on your program, I can't wait to call their Michigan Military Museum because I want to donate some of my father's original wartime letters from World War II that he wrote as a 101st Airborne Paratrooper. I'd be delighted to do that. And to donate a copy of the book that I published those letters in, Comes a Soldier's Whisper. After I published my father's wartime letters in 2013, the book took on a life form of its own, which I could never have anticipated. And I began a Facebook page by the same name that now has over 35,000 followers.
Wow.
And no one is more surprised than I am. I post a story in honor of a veteran every single day. And it's all wars, peacetime, wartime, it doesn't matter. If you have served, I want to honor you on that Facebook page. But what was interesting is that after, you know, publishing excerpts from my father's letters, I started getting a lot of comments posted by veterans of all wars, in particular Vietnam veterans. And I started messaging back and forth saying, oh, I'd love to share your story. Well, overall, most of them said, no, 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 thank you. I did what I was asked to do. I really don't have a story. And I found in time, and then after that, last year, a year ago, actually, I published, co-published with my ex-husband, a Vietnam veteran, the book Vietnam and Beyond. And we included over 30 other veterans of all wars. And then, again, I started reaching out to the Vietnam veterans. And they said, well, send me the questions. I'll give it a try. And an interesting thing happened. I realized that there was a huge trust factor, that the Vietnam veterans in particular did not trust. Why are you doing this? Why do you want to know about me? And what's your motive? And I said, I don't have a motive. I just want to honor your service and tell your story. And over time, over a year, they began to, I suppose, in a way, trust me. And they started sharing their stories. And I would post them on Facebook. And then within 6 months, I realized, oh, I've collected several hundred of these stories. I really need to publish a book in honor of our Vietnam veterans. And my motive, if you want to call it a motive, my desire, if you will, was to give them the welcome home they never received.
Well, I can tell you, and, it's greatly appreciated. Yeah. It's greatly appreciated. I've been reading these little stories by, you know, these men and women, where they were, when they served, because, you know, the people that got to Vietnam in 1965 and 66 were so much different than the people that got there in 71 and 72. And their stories are different, and their reactions to what they were doing are different. I find that it seems like the later that the people, the men served, the more difficult it was for them to come home. Did you find that?
That's interesting. That's interesting. You know, I hadn't noticed that myself even. That's interesting. But, you know, my initial thought was to cut the stories off at 50, feature 50 for the 50th anniversary. But I couldn't.
No.
The stories kept coming in and coming in. And then I realized, and I want to note that none of these Vietnam veterans, men, women, not one of them knew that I had in mind to publish a book, not one. And I sought them out. Not one of them sought me out. Dale, you know for a fact, I sought you out.
I know. It was flattering and nerve-wracking and a little embarrassing at the same time to actually try to put my thoughts down as to, you know, what I had experienced in my time in Vietnam. And so I want to thank you for putting this whole thing together. Of all the stories, of course not mine, but of which ones are in there can you think of off the top of your head that are your favorites?
Oh, you know, I really don't have favorites. I love every one of the stories. I have tremendous respect and admiration for each and every one of you for entrusting me with telling your story. But if I were to say I have a favorite, I would have to say it's the stories told by the children of the deceased Vietnam veterans. And I'm going to explain why, Dale.
Okay.
That is because I'm a child of a World War II veteran. I adored my father. I held him on a pedestal, and I think a lot of little girls do that. And he rarely spoke about his wartime experience. But when I published his wartime letters, a lot of memories started coming back, where I remembered things my father did say. and they were profound. It could be just a few words or a short sentence, but I remembered them. They started coming back to me. And I did not include them in his book because this happened after the fact. And then when I shared the book with my ex-husband, a Vietnam veteran, he called me saying that he could relate to so many things my father wrote about. And I said, but you're a different war. He said, I'm just telling you. And that's when the light bulb started going off for me as a veteran's daughter, that it doesn't matter the generation or the war. War is war. It changes the soldier. It changes his family, too. So when my father came back in 1945, and I wasn't born until 51, and there you have my age, that I began to realize that my father, the changes that impacted him from war, inevitably had a profound effect on myself and my siblings.
Oh, absolutely. We had at one of the Military Writers Society conferences that I went to, a number of us were sitting around one time talking about our dads who had been in World War II, and it turned out that, I don't know, six or eight of us, our dads had been on Iwo Jima at the same time, surprisingly. And so as we were talking about their stories and the behaviors and the lessons that they were trying to teach us, they were so similar that we just said, you know, and this is what happens. And as you pointed out, I think it is, you know, once a warrior, always a warrior. And it doesn't make any difference what war that you participate in. It's going to affect you and it's going to change your life profoundly. And you won't even realize it sometimes until 40 years later how much it did to you.
I've heard back from many of the veterans who've received their personal autographed copies because I promised each participant would get an autographed copy. And I'm just now starting to hear from them. They're messaging me through Facebook. And their comments are just heart-rending. I mean, I've had several message me saying they can't stop the tears. Mm-hmm. And is this normal? And my only way to respond, not really knowing because I'm not a veteran myself, is that, well, I would imagine this is very normal and to be expected. You've held back these emotions for 40, 45, and 50 years. So my recommendation to them is let the tears flow and let your life begin again. I want to read you one message that I just got two nights ago. Hi, Jenny. I was at my son's home the last few days. I had my neighbors collect the mail for me, and guess what? When I got home and collected my mail, your book came. Wonderful. I talked to my wife and told her I was so very sorry that she wasn't here with me to read it with me, but I hope that she can enjoy it from heaven because she passed away 2 weeks ago.
Oh.
He goes on to say, I could hardly speak the words out loud to her, but I just had to, you know? Thank you again, Jenny, for the book and for taking such a tremendous interest in our veterans. God bless you. Wow. I'm getting message after message along these lines, and I have to tell you, it was my dream that this book and the stories contained within it would change people and heal them, and I'm seeing it. It's like a gift from God. I'm seeing it happen.
Well, there's much, much more to be talked about with this book, Jenny. It's the title of the book is Never Forgotten, the Vietnam Veteran 50 Years Later. We have to get you back on and talk more about these stories, and I can finish reading them, and I'll get through them emotionally, I'm sure, and then we can talk about some of them more individually. Or maybe we could connect with them. That would be fun to have them on the program at the same time. What do you think about that?
Oh, I think that would be amazing. And anyone who wants to check out my entire book collection, my author website is www.jennylasala.com.
Okay. Jenny, thank you so very much for being on Veterans Radio, and we'll be talking again real soon. This is a great book, folks. Buy it. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thanks, Jenny. All right. We will be back in just a moment. We're going to take a real quick break, and we're going to be back with G.I. Surplus of Wayne on the program.
And Kevin Himmel.
And our life chests and all the other things. So this will be just a short break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Veterans Radio. That's a the song is called Promise by Sarah Stevens, and she was on our show a couple of weeks ago on the 15th, and you can listen there to the entire version of it. But I just wanted to play that. She's 15 years old, in case you didn't recognize the sound of that incredible angelic voice.
15, my goodness.
15, yeah. It takes my breath away. Every time I listen to it, it does the same thing. All right, well, moving on with our gifts for vets. Locally, we have a store just down the road a little ways in Wayne, Michigan, called GI Surplus. And joining me on the line right now is the store manager, Mark. Mark, welcome to Veterans Radio.
My pleasure, my pleasure. Let me say that little girl was singing just magnificently.
Isn't it? It's an amazing song, and what a talent. What a talent.
So absolutely not.
GI Surplus. Bob and I have been there many times. I think we've got an entire closet full of clothes from a different era, and they last forever. So tell us a little bit about GI Surplus and what kind of gifts you've got going there.
Well, I hope you don't have a magic closet like mine that makes my stuff shrink because I'm getting bigger. But anyway, come see us. How's things down here? It's always good. We're always happy to help the customer.
What type of clothing do you have available?
At the moment, just everything in the world almost, as it were. We're a small store, but we specialized in military surplus per se, not necessarily some import stuff.
So this is the genuine stuff, right?
Real deal. One of the very last, I always said I've been here 16 years, this is one of the last real surplus stores I've seen since I was a kid.
Well, I know for people in our audience, you have the fatigues, you have uniforms that people can buy.
Uniforms, boots, cold weather boots, military issue socks, underwear, all that good stuff.
All the OD green stuff, right?
As much as we can get of it. We just got some third pattern jungle fatigues reproductions, of course, but they go up to 3X, and they look exactly like the 1968s.
Well, I got a fatigue jacket from you guys, and I like that, and a flight suit or a flight jacket. So I think it's great, and I encourage people to go on down to GI Surplus. You are on Michigan Avenue in Wayne, Michigan.
Yes, sir, right across the street from Chase Bank, intersection of Wayne and Michigan.
Do you have a website?
Absolutely. Let me come up with that one. You caught me off guard on that.
That's all right, Mark. GI Surplus Wayne. I think it's GISurplus.com. Where did it go?
Right. Well, there's a .net that's their ATT address, and then there is, oh, my God, now I've got to look it up. Holy cow.
That's all right. Let me give the phone number while we're looking that up. It usually prints out on the bottom of my page. But the phone number is
734-326-4434.
Yeah, absolutely. 326-4434. Or if you're down in Australia and you're still listening to the program down there, you can call it toll-free, Alan, at 866-345-6531. That's 866-345-6531.
And it's www.gisurpluswayne.com. That's
there we
our
go.
Web.
Can't do any worse than that, right?
Right. I had to run to the office to go look it up. I'm sorry, guys.
That's all right. And your hours are 11 to 6 every day, except for Sunday when you're open from 1 to 4.
And Friday, 11 to 7.
11 to 7. Stay open an extra hour there on Friday
right.
night. So people can.
7 days a week for 26 years.
That's great. Thank you, Mark, very much for being on Veterans Radio, and all of our listeners in the local area especially. Get on down to the GI Surplus and pick yourself up a really nice old uniform.
Isn't yeah, they cool? got nice stuff there, really nice.
They do,
stuff.
And they know a tailor that will put on all your insignias and stuff for you.
Absolutely.
Okay, thank you, Mark, very much.
My pleasure, gentlemen.
See you later.
Boy.
Bob, we got about 7 or 8 minutes to go. And
is
we got
Kevin?
One.
Kevin's on. Kevin.
Kevin is there.
Welcome to Veterans Radio.
Hey, guys, how are we doing today?
Oh, I'm doing great. I'm glad you had a chance to break away from your family and get on the program. I know you've got a couple books here. They're wonderful, and I have one right in front of me. By the way, Kevin Hemel is a regular contributor to Veterans Radio. He's also a former historian for the U.S. Army's Combat Studies Institute. Ooh, Combat Studies.
Impressive.
Yes, and he has written two books, Patton, Legendary World War II Commander, and Patton's Photographs. And right in front of me, I have Patton's Photographs, War as He Saw It. Folks, this is, what do they call it, coffee table book, right? Is that what? Yeah, coffee.
It's a coffee table picture book.
Yes, coffee table book. But there, it's General Patton. He took the photographs. And, in fact, it right there on the cover is a photograph of Patton with the camera around his neck. How many people have ever noticed that? He could have had a phalanx. There's a good word. Phalanx of media people. Right, Patton. He was the man. He could have had whatever. He could have had Capra. He could have had John Ford, whatever. But he decided that he wanted to do it the way he saw it. Tell us about that, Kevin.
Well, you know, one of his early letters to his wife, you know, he said, I'm sending you some of my diary and some photographs I took so that some future historian can write a less untrue history of me. So he really had an idea of his destiny from the moment he stepped ashore in North Africa. And he kept that camera swaying from a strap around his neck, and he snapped pictures of anything he felt were important, that he liked, that he thought had historical importance to them. And so they had like a practical and sort of almost a romantic element to them. Like he would take pictures of improvements on German tanks and circle them with his own pen and send them to Aberdeen Proving Grounds and say, look what the Germans are doing. We need to do this. You know, or he'd take a picture of a castle in Germany or an old castle in England and talk about the embattlements of that castle. And he knew his history so well that he could cite, you know, this happened in 1643 here with the Huguenots, you know, and things like that. So he had a great depth of knowledge of military history, a passion for photography, and, of course, you're talking about pretty much the most legendary fighter of World War II. So all those elements really kind of come together in the book. And I consider myself very lucky to have found these photographs. And it was really just kind of channeling Patton onto the pages because he did all the work for me. He took all the pictures and wrote all the diaries. And so I just went through his diaries and linked them up with the photos. And it was a lot of fun. And I think it's a pretty interesting and fun read.
Okay. Dale, what's our bookstore on our website? How do they access that?
They go to our website, veteransradio.net, click on bookstore.
Well, I mean, how do you pay for it? I don't know all this. What, PayPal, is that it?
PayPal's on there. You can pay with a credit card. You can send cash, checks, IOUs, which doesn't make any difference. We'll take it. No, there's a direct link from the book to Amazon.
Okay.
And so if you go to the Veterans Radio bookstore and you do want to purchase any of those books, and some of these other ones will be up there in the next day or so, you click on that, and it takes you right to Amazon, and you can buy them. Buy the book through Amazon, and then Veterans Radio gets a nickel or a dime.
So you'll be able to get, folks, Patton's photographs, War as He Saw. What a cool thing to give somebody.
Yeah, and we'll put a link up to Kevin's website as well.
As well.
When I post today's program up there, we'll have pictures of the cover and everything else.
And I know that you've also, Kevin, do tours with the Stephen Ambrose Historical Group. Is that true?
That is right. I'm going to be leading a tour this summer of General Patton's battlefields. You know, we're going to start in Normandy. We're going to follow the breakout, the race across France, the battles along the German border. We'll go into the Battle of the Bulge, follow the German attack east, and then Patton's break through the south to Bastogne. And we'll also go to the spot where Patton had his car accident. So people can see for themselves where that all happened. And I talk about what happened and a lot of the myths that have grown out. It's a lot of fun. Right now I'm working at getting some veterans that I've interviewed to come on the tour. Right now in WW2 History Magazine, I've got an interview with a Navy beachmaster who is landed at Omaha Beach on D-Day and stayed there for 28 days. Oh. And I've been talking to him about the possibility of coming on the tour. I said, I can take you right back to the spot where you landed. So that's it's a little kind of a bonus I'm trying to add to the tour this year.
Kevin, is there a way that folks can get any sort of for Christmas, stocking stuffer for the Ambrose tours? Is there something that they can access, folks that are listening? You know what I'm looking for.
I know exactly what you're talking about. If you go to the Stephen Ambrose Historical Tours website and just, you know, Google Stephen Ambrose Historical Tours, you'll see the Patton tour listed. You could just give them a phone call and set up the tour, and they will send something to you that you could put in a stocking. And this is the time of year when people start thinking about tours because it takes a little bit of planning ahead of time. And so we've already got a couple nibbles, but we've got a handful of people that are already interested. And, you know, it would be great. It would make a great Christmas gift so you'd have time to prepare to go overseas. and it would be a lot of fun.
And also, if they don't go to our website to get Patton's photographs, how else can they obtain it through you?
Well, they could go to, you know, Amazon Bookstores, but I don't really sell them myself. I let the publisher do that. But I think going to your site would probably be the best.
Thank you. And I would greatly appreciate that.
That would be nice. Well, you know, Kevin, we want to thank you. Kevin's going to be back in 2 weeks because we're going to have the baddest of the bad. We're going to have military leaders talking about who's the baddest of the bad. Kevin, thank you very much for being on Veterans Radio. We will see you in 2 weeks. You're going to be there, right, along with John?
Yeah. Can't wait to talk about it. I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Okay. Thank you for being on the program.
All right. Well,
thanks, guys. Have a great weekend. Take care.
Thank you, Kevin, very much. All right. Well, we have a winner here. We've got Conrad down in Phoenix, Arizona, who called in and told me it was the 90th replacement company in Benoit. So, Conrad, you're going to get your copy of the book, That Vietnam Stories. Thanks for getting back to us.
Does he know where to send all his contact information?
I know the guy.
Oh, you know the guy.
That would help.
Well, I do.
He's not a plant, but I know the guy pretty well. I went to high school with him.
We got listeners in Arizona.
Well, we got listeners all over the place. If you do want to listen to Veterans Radio, other places, you can go to our website, veteransradio.net, click on our podcast. We've got a number of our programs up there. You can also go to live365/Veterans Radio, and a lot of our programs are up on there, too. You can listen to them anytime that you want to. I want to thank Life Chess for being here today. Thank you very much. It was a pleasure. We can't wait to talk to you again.
Thank you so much, Bob and Dale. It was great being on here.
You were great. You really were great.
And I'm coming up on 10 seconds here.
Oh.
So next week we're going to be talking more about books and more gifts for veterans. So until then, you're dismissed.